You should be warned, the upcoming episode will be full of unfiltered, off-the-cuff discussion. As such, you should consider this your spoiler warning.
Hello, my name is Kyle.
My name is Ryan.
And when our powers combine, we form Experience Grind Podcast. You know, we're not the only podcast with two nerdy white dudes talking about stupid bullshit that doesn't matter. But we're not the worst.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I don't think we're the worst in Indiana.
No, I think we're... I've actually claimed for a while I was going to start calling us the best podcast in Bloomington, Indiana.
Do we already talk about this? Are there other podcasts
There's one other that I know of. But we're more consistent. And goddammit, we're handsomer.
That's interesting. Okay. I don't know if I can stand up for either of those 2 points.
I'm partial to... Well, I mean, we definitely release way more than...
Oh, consistently putting out. Not consistent in quality. We're consistent in quantity.
Yeah.
Hitting our deadlines.
I think even our fans that listen are, oh, fuck, quality. That's not what I think of when
down.
I think Kyle and Ryan. Hell no.
Yeah.
No, Ryan, we're talking about a game today. This is a game episode of the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
People can't fucking read before they download this episode.
Yeah.
What the hell are we talking about?
Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball.
All right.
For the Xbox One.
You joke? I'm this close to fucking importing the PS4 version of that.
Are you really?
Yeah, man.
I saw the first one in the store the other day. I was really tempted to buy it, but like I don't want to bring that game up to the counter. I think that's like... an Amazon or online
That's
only
why
purchase
I want to get
game.
It on.
Yeah.
I mean, number one, they didn't release it here because of the fear of the fucking uber feminist bullshit backlash.
The SJWs. No, but really, like, what is that game if not, like, looking at titties and asses?
Exactly. So
but
fucking
like,
own it.
Have you... All right. Have you played, like, any of the recent Dead or Alive games?
Yeah.
They have, like, turned into, like, these weird dolls. Like, it doesn't even look like people anymore. They look like weird anime dolls.
Dude, what I remember from, like, when Dead or Alive was first becoming a thing, even in EGM, they were talking about boob physics.
Well, their boob physics are bad.
They're off the wall.
And they've gotten worse.
Yeah.
As physics have improved, the boob physics have gotten worse. And, like, I think each one is, like, sentient, like, fucking moving around, like... eyes on an alien or something.
They all
like,
have their own
weird.
Mass, like interplanetary satellites. Like,
yeah, like a girl laughs like ha ha ha, and like the boobs are like up to the head and then down to the waist. They're all over the fucking place. It's like something like a Zoidberg alien. It's weird.
Whoop,
I don't know.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
It's you know, all right. If we're gonna talk about like video games and nudity and stuff, like give me like Mass Effect, like. Games like that, like, I could see those naked, or Witcher, or, like, the Tomb Raider. Like, those, like, look like real people. I wouldn't mind seeing them naked in a video game. But Dead or Alive people, like, they just look like fucking toys. They look like weird plastic. They look like sex dolls. They look like life, like, what's the real girl? They look
real,
like real girl
real
dolls.
Real dolls.
Yeah. And that's not attractive. You know, I just fucking go out and get a sex toy.
Yeah.
Why fucking play a $60 imported PlayStation 4 game? I don't get it. I don't get it.
You were very close to a pretty good Arnold impersonation.
Ah!
I will play
sex
doll. You will get the sex doll job. I'm sorry.
I just wanted you to keep going as long as you could with that. That was impressive.
I've got... here's my thing, and it's going to piss Andy off, and I hope you listen to this. Not sound engineer Andre, but a recent guest to the show, Andy Eggleston. I think I do a much better Arnold impersonation than you, bro.
I don't think I've heard his.
Andy fucking loves Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I love
nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. I fucking love Arnold too, but I know nobody, even myself included, that loves Arnold on a level that Andy Eggles loves it, and it's fucking great.
I feel like we wasted putting him on the Titanfall 2 episode. No, we should have done an Arnold Schwarzenegger podcast or something.
He's got carte blanche on any Arnold movie we review.
Okay.
He's guest. I've already told him that. Like,
there's
I think
several we could talk about that are fantastic.
I fucking love them all, and he does too.
Okay.
But
let's do The Last Stand with Johnny Knoxville.
The Last Stand, that was The Rock, wasn't it?
Nah, dog. That's you're thinking Walking Tall.
Oh, okay.
Last Stand is Arnold Schwarzenegger's an old cop, and he has to. There's Mexican guy who's like from the cartel, gets out of jail, and there's like a little town in Texas that he's like, we're gonna put our last stand here and stop this guy from getting across the border.
Good.
And Johnny Knoxville's there as like the deputy from prison because he's like funny, I guess, and then.
Speaking of action heroes as agent cops, have you ever seen Copland?
I haven't, but I want to after seeing Logan because that's the same director.
Yeah, all right. Well, so you're going to see that because that is one of my favorite Stallone movies of all time.
Yeah, I literally just heard a podcast talking about James Mangold and like his other works, and they were like, Copland. If you like Logan, see Copland. And I really want to.
Copland is fucking fantastic.
I hear a lot of the same themes.
Like, Stallone put on like 30 pounds for that role, too.
Yeah.
Because he's a backwoods sheriff.
Yeah.
And he just eats donuts.
That's I heard Copland was like Sylvester Stallone's like John Travolta performance in Pulp Fiction. Like it was like supposed to bring him back. And then instead of like doing new and interesting things, he was just like, well, I'm going to make another Rambo movie. Yeah, I'm going to do Expendables.
That's exactly what happened. He got Copland. People were interested again. He's like, hey, man, can we make another Rambo? And then everybody's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But anyways. Let's shut the fuck up, man. What are we talking about, Ryan?
We are talking about Dead or Alive.
No, we're not. God damn it.
We are talking about The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
Yes.
For the Super Nintendo, I don't know what year, 92. Let's say it's 92.
I want to say 94, but I'm probably wrong.
But
it is quite possibly one of the most famous games of all time.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, we did our top five games when we started this whole podcast, and I think a lot of other people would probably have this in their top five games, if not like the highest, especially gamers. Like, gamers love this game. I have never played it.
I know, and you had never played it, and that's why
this is why we did it.
To make you play it. You know, but I made you play it so we could talk about it, and then I got here today and I realized, what are we going to say that has not been said about Link to the Past before? So that's end of the episode?
I think so.
All right, thanks everybody. We'll see you next time. We've been Experience Grind Podcast. Ah, no, that was a cut. That was a fake out. We're going to talk about it some.
Yeah.
I don't know, because here's the thing. I've been called out on this a couple times for this show. Like, people were like, hey man, like, you didn't like that movie. I don't think you fairly critiqued it. Like, that wasn't right. And
you've been called out for that?
By a couple of different people. And I've had to explain to them.
Why the fuck have I not heard about this?
I've had to explain to them. Here's my thing. I'm not really a critic. The whole basis of the show is we talk about our experiences with these.
Yeah, you can go to any fucking website and read a critical review with analysis and whatever. But, like, I think when we're talking, it's just two friends after playing the same thing or seeing a movie, like, just talking about it.
And how we experienced it and how we felt throughout it.
Just colloquially, opinions, it's whatever.
Sometimes we get nerdy and try to break down things into more of that way, but we never claim to be experts in any of that shit.
No.
So...
No, I
talk about Link to the Past.
We don't try to research going into this. It's just whatever we feel when we do it, and sometimes it's not going to be what you feel.
So I'm very interested to, since you've never played this, to start breaking down all the notes that you took and brought for this game. Do you have your notes, Ryan?
I took no notes. I did no notes. I did no research.
You know, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Actually, I'm not. I didn't take any notes either.
I'm one of those kids that works on. That's all you have to say to me, and then I feel like shit, and like I will correct
myself.
Sorry,
Mom, will you love me if I clean my room?
My sister was not that way. My sister was like a fuck you back, and then like ramp it up, and they just like beat down. So but I wasn't that way. All I had to get was a disapproving look, and it's like, oh shit.
I fucked up, man.
Yeah, what am I doing with my life?
I fucked up. Also,
I gotta do my third grade homework now.
Do you think that affected you more because you were a fat kid?
Interesting question. I was a fat kid.
Yeah, you were. We've established this on the show before, which is weird because you're so rail thin now.
Like, I don't know about rail thin. Yeah.
You show off them pecs.
Oh, showing guys. No, because I'm like, all right. whatever. Yeah, fuck it. I'm drinking. I'm flabby. Like, I've got no fucking muscle tone. It's disappointing. I'm, like, skinny fat. Like,
you are
there's
a nerd,
no
bro.
Muscle. Yeah.
You are a nerd.
Like, it's clear I do no exercise or physical activity. It's very clear. Nobody wants to see that. That said, maybe it did. I don't know. Maybe that made me more sensitive as a kid. That made me open to, like, critiques and, like, I take it, like,
that's
super
harshly.
That's
what I was wondering. Like,
it could be.
Yeah.
Well, it could be. That's I don't
because
know.
You
it's probably a good insight.
You didn't have other things to, like, co-op. Like, you know, you didn't play. You weren't very good at sports and things like that.
No.
So, like, when you did let your parents down, it's like, oh, shit, man, I fucked up.
That's what
up.
I had. Yeah.
I fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, see other people that are like, yeah, yeah, well, fuck you. I don't. What you gonna stay mad at me? You're gonna give me a ride at the game later.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
I don't know how we're still supposed to talk about Zelda here.
Oh yeah. What are we talking about?
We're gonna have
what
a bumper. Are we gonna have a
what
bumper
are we
into
here?
This?
I mean.
Or wait, before we have a bumper.
Oh yeah. What?
I forgot about this too.
This episode's moving along like a train
Ooh.
Without wheels.
We've had about 2 weeks off.
Kinda. So, we did a drunk cast. We did a drunk cast last week.
Drunk cast don't count. Also, if you want to ever hear our drunk cast, you should subscribe to us on Patreon. All it costs you is a buck or more, whatever you want to pay. Actually, you can pay under a dollar if you want, but I like to push for that dollar.
And you again, just say you're going to do 10, and then at the end of the month, only choose to pay a dollar. That way it makes our numbers look good. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay more. Just boost our numbers.
Check it out, though. For real.
And then you'll get a free drunk cast. That,
you get
you
exclusive
know,
access to the drunk cast.
Not
episodes.
Great quality.
But man,
we're drunk.
Apparently, people like them. So
I don't know why.
Get on them.
We talk about Bigfoot in the last one.
We do. Spoiler alert.
A lot of Bigfoot.
You can find us at patreon.com/experiencegrind.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know either, and I probably should have researched that before I plugged that, but we're going with it for now. So look for us. Hey! I'll link us somewhere at some point in the
we're
future.
We're leaving so much I'm editing sure. and post-production
nah,
work for our sound engineer.
Just flying. But before that, so...
So many cuts to be made.
It's good we're going to talk about Link to the Past because, like last week, Breath of the Wild actually released. The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
The Epic?
Okay.
Do I want to call it that?
I thought you were going to count the numbers and like
no,
the 19th.
I have no idea what number it is. But it's a radically different Zelda. You have not played it yet.
No.
I have it. I'm going to try to praise it without spoilers.
Oh, you can spoil it. I don't really care.
The thing is, there's not many spoilers.
I was
going to
say, it's not typically a big story. Like, you don't play Zeldas for the stories, I don't think.
Hey, man, can you guess
right?
who the main bad guy is?
It's Ganon.
Oh, my God. Spoiler, Ryan.
Or
spoiler?
Ganondorf. It's one of the two.
Fuck, man.
It's either big orange ginger scary dude or... Big pig monster.
I'm sorry,
it's
guys who
two.
Are listening, who Ryan just fucking
sorry.
Ruined Breath of the Wild for
sorry.
You. But yes.
Sorry.
The main enemy you're fighting against is going to be Ganon. Oh, my God. Just fucking... It's not like they tell you that within the first 3 minutes of
yeah.
the game.
Hey.
No, they totally do. It's really weird. It's a different Ganon. They call him Calamity Ganon.
Cool.
And he has surrounded Hyrule Castle now, where Princess Zelda is trapped in like this weird... black and purple accented cloud, and he's actually very similar to like almost a giant smoke monster with
okay
and the head of it is like it's like the pig head
cool
and it moves around and is terrifying to look at,
so it's pretty much just like Lost,
very very similar to Lost.
You're on an island
actually,
smoke monster.
I don't know if you're on an island, but man, the map is fucking huge now.
Link is Jacob.
I would okay yeah I would say he's Jacob.
Or Jack, I guess. Or Sawyer. I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? This is why you come to a Link to the Past podcast, to hear me talk about Lost. Let's talk about Lost.
I mean, we won't now, but by God, we're going to.
It's a great show.
It's amazing show.
It's fantastic.
It's rare that we agree so hard, but I think we both have the biggest
yeah.
Lost boners possible.
I think so.
Spoiler yeah, alert, last episode...
I'm okay with it.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
All you people that hate on it are retarded
send-off.
And you don't get the point of Lost. So fuck you.
Yeah.
Write us hate mail. I goddamn double dog dare you, you piece of shit. I'm getting hateful, man. I'm getting the fucking booze. What do you got?
Hey, everybody. This is sound engineer Andy or Andry. I don't care anymore. Nobody introduced me, so I'm just going to jump in. There are 15 games in the Zelda series, 15 official games.
Okay.
Okay.
In the Zelda series, plus some other spin-offs and other things.
Okay. I was pretty close with 19.
Yeah.
That's pretty close.
And you were also right with 1992.
Oh, damn, dog. That's a double win for you.
That's because I see it on the title screen so many times.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty prominent.
I'm usually like just hitting start and stroking my wiener while I'm bored trying to start the game.
That sounds about right.
I'm not aroused by Zelda, but when I'm bored, I often play with my genitals.
You must be fucked in this day and age of consoles where it takes like a minute to two to load things.
Oh, I've got calluses.
It's like Bloodborne. Like, oh my God.
I've got a bloody born wiener. We're submitting this to the podcast awards for best episode of the year.
The blood's born in my limp, dead dick.
We're gonna
what? I don't know what that was. Oh, it's weird. I'm also extremely...
I love it.
What am I doing
this
here?
Is on the cusp of
what
being a drunk cast.
You know, I'm not even drunk. It's just I don't know what the fuck to even say about.
Exactly. So I think we're going to Breath of the Wild fucking play it. We're going to do a bumper right here, and then we're going to come back and talk about Link to the Past. We're not going to pad. If this is a short episode, it's a short episode.
I think so.
And do butt stuff to each other. Whatever. But here's the bumper. I don't know what it's going to be. Do you have a choice? So is that the main title music?
Yeah. It's
all right. Good. So here's the Legend of Zelda's main title theme. And we're back. We use the warp mirror to come back from the bumper world.
Okay.
God, that was a bad setup. I'm sorry.
That's yeah. It started to tie it in pretty good. And I think
to.
If you just
do you want to try it again?
No. I'm one take, baby.
What's the other side? Is it called the underworld? What's the other side called?
Thought they called it the underworld or
the dark world.
The dark world.
Yeah.
Because you have the light dungeons and the dark dungeons. Yep. So dark world makes sense.
Which is a bummer because I enjoy the light dungeons so much more than the dark dungeons.
Hey, look at that. We're going to agree on something right out of the gate. I'm surprised.
The way I understand it, it's the same map.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
But it's just different textures.
Well, and
different enemies, much harder enemies.
And certain areas are more blocked off.
Yeah.
Like, and you have to get different items to unlock them. So, yeah. I mean, basically, up until Breath of the Wild, this was the fucking way you made a Zelda game. You have areas blocked off until you get a certain... It's like a fucking isometric Metroidvania. Is that understandable?
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Certain parts of the map are blocked off to you until you receive the one item that can open up, and then there's so much more exploration to happen beyond that. So.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's all legit.
Okay.
Those are facts. Those are facts.
So Link to the Past, Ryan, this was your very first time playing this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, your wife is a big Zelda fan.
She is. She is, but asterisks or an addendum is needed. She is a big 3D Zelda fan.
Okay, so she didn't really get into it.
She didn't
Ocarina.
Get into the Nintendo one, the Super Nintendo one. It was only Ocarina and then Ford, and then that's when she was into it.
Okay. I wish she was here. I'd like to ask her if she enjoyed Skyward Sword.
She did, but she was frustrated a lot.
That is
lots of cursing and throwing Wiimotes.
That is the fucking worst Zelda ever made. I don't even care what anybody says. It is awful.
It did the thing that Wii generation Nintendo did, which is like really lengthy, bad cutscenes, and like they just haven't updated their systems and format. So like when a character talks, it fills out the text bubble, and it's so goddamn slow. and you can't do it. And then, like, it's front loaded with like a 40-50 minute tutorial of catching bugs and here's how you walk. And if you walk too fast, you run out of sprint meter and all this stuff. And it's
incredibly hand-holdy tedious. To the point, like, what made me quit playing it. It's Skyward Sword is the only Zelda I've never beaten outside of some of the obscure Game Boy ones. Because, like, every time that you turn it off, when you turn it back on, it has to remind you of what the fucking items do. Like, if you pick up a green rupee, it's like, oh, hey, here's a green rupee. Yeah. It's worth one fucking rupee. It's like, I fucking know that, assholes.
Yeah.
I've fucking played other Zeldas, and including this one, you always pick up green rupees. I fucking hated it because it reset. It wasn't like, if it was just a one-time thing, I can get over it.
I think even then, it's not needed when Zelda has traditionally been the same for 20 years. Yep. Like, at this point, like a mushroom in Mario, you should know what the stuff is. Like, it doesn't really switch things up too much.
And even still, it's not hard to figure out when you pick one up and you see your rupee counter on your HUD go up by one.
It's fucking context clues.
Oh, my God. Oh, I bet that thing's worth one fucking rupee.
Yeah.
Anyways.
My money went up. I guess that's money. Done. You don't need a fucking text box to figure that out.
We're going to, at some point, talk about Link to the Past. It's so hard because... God damn it, so much has been said about this game. We should have played Skyward Sword, maybe.
I didn't want to commit 40 hours to that game.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't have done it. I'd have faked it.
I did beat it, though.
Beat Link to the Past.
I didn't play it. No, not Link to the Past. Skyward Sword.
Okay.
Because Laura got so frustrated, she was like, I'm just fucking done. So like, I picked it up and beat the final boss for her.
Okay.
Who was the flamboyant, white-haired guy with the sword. It's a bunch of sword play. It's
never got to him.
Pretty homoerotic. Yeah.
Well, now you got me interested.
Now, you had my attention.
Now you've got me interested.
Link to the Past. This is why I'm putting off so much, too, is because I did not beat the game.
I think this is going to be your Diablo 2 episode.
Yeah, it's not even like that, because, like, Diablo 2, like, you didn't even get out of the first act. I put in, 10 to 12 hours into Link to the Past.
You got
to
the Dark World.
I got several dungeons in the Dark World, but it just got really tedious.
How many? Because there's seven in the Dark
World. I got through the fourth one, and then I quit, because... It wasn't so much like the dark world's hard or anything, but it's the path's closing, man. It just gets so tedious, the backtracking and like figuring out just how to get to the next dungeon. And then it just becomes a game of, well, I'm going to play with the strategy guide and then I'm going to use a walkthrough, and that's not fun.
That's not Zelda.
And it's not intuitive enough, I think. Like, and maybe... I don't know. This is where the Zelda hardcore people get upset with me. But, like, I've seen a lot of Ocarina. I've not played it because Zelda's never really appealed to me. Like, the one that appealed to me most was, like, the first one on the NES. And I have played that one through to completion several times. And I think that was a product of I was young. I had nothing else to do. So you play the game and you get into it.
Anyways. Sorry. Sorry.
But that appealed to me because it had... You know, there's nothing else to do, and it was simple, and there wasn't anything like on the Nintendo. But Super Nintendo, there had been games like Zelda that did Zelda better with story or, like, mechanics or whatever. So going to this one, it just felt tedious and unintuitive. I think Ocarina is much more intuitive. It kind of lays out where you need to go much more smartly. You have to fucking figure out asinine shit. Like, especially, like, you're talking about, like, the mirror portal. Like, how you have to switch in between the Dark World and Light World. And the first time you go to the Dark World, you have to get off the mountain. It is not fucking intuitive at all. You have to go to, like, a very specific room inside of the mountain to use the mirror. And, like, they don't teach you how to use the mirror, really. And they don't kind of show you anything. You just have to figure... And it's the old Nintendo of you only really get good at it by like talking with your friends and learning secrets from your friends, and it's like a sharing communal type of experience. But like, we don't live in that culture anymore, so why am I playing this game?
I will interject here.
Go for
that.
I
got Link to the Past when I bought my Super Nintendo. Came with it.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew this. Kyle listens to NPR.
That was Super the fucking Nintendo. Intro, goddammit. It was, we're not the only podcast with two white dudes, but I bet you we listen to more NPR than you. Oh!
I actually listened to a good amount of NPR.
I listened to it today, too. so, whatever. Anyways, no, I got this fucking game. I didn't get the Mario, Super Mario World, or our Super Mario All-Stars bundle. When I got it, it was coming with Link to the Past.
Yeah.
So I got it as a kid when you have no responsibility outside of playing games. But even still, I got stuck in your boat when, like, I breezed through the first three dungeons, and they were fucking fun. And then you get to the Dark World. I cannot tell you how fucking long I got stuck on that mountain because I was a kid of pre-internet days.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have a lot of friends that played Zelda. And, man, I was stuck on that mountain. Again, you play off and on here and there. I was probably there for, like, 3 months. You'd put it in, you'd play for a little bit and be like, oh, yeah, I'm still fucking stuck here. I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't read about, because you can't just go to fucking Link to the Past wiki. So,
yeah,
I feel that, man. I totally get it. It is a beast of the time.
Yeah.
What makes it different, though, also as a kid, I had the free time to do that and to fuck around. And it still had a lot of that magic because when you do finally turn that key, you're like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then things start going farther and progressing. And
yeah.
I will say, though, that, man, the thing I hate the most about the Dark World is the enemy damage. Because everything does twice the damage to you in the Dark World.
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes...
It takes twice as many hits to kill. Like, dude, the same just, people, like, it, you go from, like, one hit to kill, like, a grunt to, like, four or five hits to kill a grunt.
It's awful. Like, you know, I've beaten Link to the Past multiple times. And I'm just playing it through for this podcast. I got stuck on the fucking first boss in the first Dark World dungeon for, I can't tell
which
you
which one's the first boss in
he
the Dark
is
World
the,
dungeon.
He's like the scorpion-type monster with the metal face shield that you have to smash off with the hammer. But he just does so much damage. And maybe I didn't do as much exploring for heart pieces as I had done when I was younger, and I just didn't have as much. But, man, it took for fucking ever. Because when you do die, they spawn you with, like, only 7 hearts. And they start you off at the beginning of the dungeon, but you don't have any of your healing items.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to fucking leave and backtrack all the way through and go find fairies or go buy a more health potion. And then backtrack all the way back and hope you didn't. Don't take too much damage getting back, or else it was a fucking wasted trip, and you're going to do it again. Like, it's a weird give and take. Like, I get why they do it, and it gives it challenge, but at the same time, it can get fucking infuriating. So
yeah, no, I completely agree. I'll add to everything you're saying. I really don't have any disagreements with anything you're saying.
And also, I would like to. I am a huge fan of this game.
Yes, you are.
And all Zeldas.
You should say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is one of your favorites.
I fucking love all of this series. Like I said, I've beaten every one of them except for Skyward Sword, and I didn't do Spirit Tracks or. Well, there's like the Seasons game.
The Oracle of Seasons
and there's
Age
a time.
Of Season,
I didn't
or
do,
Oracle of Time.
I never
something.
Did those two.
Okay.
So that's really it. Every other one I've beaten and
did
I've
you
enjoyed
do the,
through.
It's the Four Swords.
I did do Four
for
Swords.
For GameCube? Yeah. No shit.
Well, it was on GBA.
Was it? Oh, okay.
And me and some friends got it and had link cables, and we did Four Swords. So it was fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I have done that one.
I'm surprised. That's one of the more obscure ones.
It
so.
Is.
Congratulations, you passed. Good job.
Also,
good
Four job. Swords came, I believe, with the GBA release of Link to the Past, which I
did
also
it?
Own.
Oh.
Pretty sure originally it did.
That makes sense.
So.
You know, in all honesty, when you replayed this, did you play on the Super Nintendo?
No, I played it on the virtual console.
I think that's the best way to do it because I have it for the Wii U, and like I had
it
like on a handheld, and that was perfect. Like Laura could play Witcher, and I could just get on Zelda and put some hours into it. Because what you're saying is right. I don't think the difficulty is perfect here, and maybe people disagree. A lot of people are like, oh, I love the days when, you know, games were hard and, like, it really took a lot out of you. It's like, you liked them because you were a fucking child and you
had
nothing
time.
Else to do. You didn't have any responsibilities. Like, you play those games now. Like, you start a new one of those games, like, not one that you know, and you just know have all the memorization of where things are, like, how to jump right. Like, you play a new old game, and it's fucking frustrating as an adult because you don't have the time to put into
it. Well, and that's... Going a big throwback to back when I fucking played Mega Man 2, I think, for you for this show. Like, goddamn, that game was pissing me off, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's just so much of that shit where it's this almost artificial padding, which a lot of current games have too. Like any fucking Ubisoft Assassin's Creed, like
now it's not hard as much as it's just time wasting. Yes, it is like, just like go find a piece of paper in the woods that's like 5 miles away.
Oh, but there's also 40 of those pieces in this new section of map you just unlocked. Mm-hmm. Like,
and after 20, you get an upgrade that slightly tweaks your gun or your sword, but it doesn't really matter at that point because you've already beaten the game.
Well, not beating the game, but by the time you get that fucking unlock, and this is a total tangent away from Link to the Past.
That's fine.
By the time you get that shit, you're so accustomed to your new style, like you're not even going to use it. It's like, well, fuck that. I've got this down pat to where I'm kicking mad ass. Why am I going to use this bullshit? Get it out of here. I don't care about this.
That's fair. I mean, I think that's a very fair complaint. So it's I guess just a different way games were made.
Yeah.
But it kind of and Dark Souls is a lot like this. Dark Souls is that trial and error over and over again, like repeat until you learn to get better. And it's just maybe I'm an impatient adult because I just don't have the time for it. Like I want to get my stories in from these games. I want to get as many experiences as I can, and I don't want to be just like maining Link to the Past for 2 months until I get super good at it, you know? That's, I don't know. It's not as fun for me that, because like me personally, I'm not a competitive gamer. I like to game for the experience. I like to, you know, experience things and then talk about those things, the water cooler moments and that kind of stuff. And Link to the Past and like Bloodborne, Dark Souls, and all those, they had their moments that are like really cool. Because I remember, maybe the third Light World dungeon with that was like multi-tiered that you could fall through the floor, and like the final boss like played with that too. Like I remember beating it, and like immediately I was like, Kyle, I fucking love this game. I think this is perfect. Like this is a perfect game. It's incredible. Like they do some things that are amazing that like no other 16 or 32-bit game was doing at the time. It deserves all the props and credit in the world for that. That said, now as an adult going back, it's a little hard to get into it because the difficulty and the tedious factor like really ramps up when you go to the Dark World.
Yes,
and that's,
yes, it does.
That's disappointing because if you ask me, just stop. Like after three, you fight the boss and then you stop, I would say this is 10 out of 10, perfect game. Like I love it. It'd be in my like favorites of all time. But then you go into the Dark World and it just keeps dragging on a little bit more and more, and the dungeons get harder and more complicated. And I just was not enjoying myself as much. And whatever, you can just say, like, get better nub, whatever.
Get good, scrub.
Get good. That's fine. Like, maybe I do need to get good. But, I just don't want to spend the time to get good in this game.
I get that, and here's where we're going to diverge a bit.
Go for it.
Because, and this is going to play off your Dark Souls complaint, too. For you, you see it as, like, the game is punishing you until you get better. My favorite thing about Dark Souls is getting that little bit farther and that world exploration and finding out new things. And that's what I love about Zelda and Link to the Past specifically too. Like there's that new corner of that map that you haven't been to yet because you don't have that item. But once you get there, there's something pretty cool there. Mm-hmm. Like, and what I love too, like I totally agree with you that the Dark World becomes a whole new level of tediousness. But what's cool is the way that they play on that and its contrast to the Light World. Especially like when you start going back and forth and using it to explore other sections of those different worlds, that's a really cool fucking mechanic that especially a lot as a kid and still especially now really plays off to that exploration side that I like. Because, I mean, it's a completely cool, unique thing that I've never done in a game. Like, so you need to get to the top of this mountain. So you go back and forth because in the Light World, sections are missing. And in the Dark World, they're there, whereas alternating sections are there in the Light World. So you're like climbing this mountain going back and forth. That's just a really cool fucking way to do that. And it shows you both sides of that level and gets you familiar with it. Because in the Light World, you had never been to that part when you went to that dungeon originally, that it was completely inaccessible to you. So it's all new freshness, and I really enjoy that aspect of it. But still,
I agree with that.
It's a fucking brutal bitch to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree. And I would say, like, no other game really did that kind of mechanic again until, like, Portal? Like, really?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
Totally. It's surprising that they were that ahead of the times. Like, I mean, we just talked about Titanfall 2 and like that back and forth mechanic, and that's what Zelda did in 92, like 25 years ago. That's insane. This game is also 25 years old. That's fucking crazy.
It's crazy as fuck to me. Holy shit.
It's fucking crazy. But it is. It's a game, and I think I said this about Bloodborne and Dark Souls 2. It's a game I admire and respect more than a game I enjoy to play.
Totally
and
get
it's,
that.
It's the perfect game. Like, I'm sure, like, I would love to just watch somebody play this game, too. Like, somebody that knew what they were doing or speedrunning or, you know, kind of had all the tips and tricks down. Like, I would just enjoy watching this game. It's so good.
Maybe if there was a band playing the music to the game while somebody sat on stage and played it.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
fucking kicked ass.
Right? So, we went to the Louisville Arcade Expo, and there was a band playing Mega Man 2 songs and did the sound effects like as the game was playing.
They had a guy on stage playing the game live, which is so much better than them playing along to a recording of somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so fucking cool he's there doing it. It adds so much
more. Level of improv and spontaneity. Yes. It's the thing I say all the time. It's like you could see the blood in the work.
Yeah.
Like it's really neat to see. And yeah, I would absolutely love to see somebody do that with the Zelda, except it be, you know, 10 hours of
Nathan and I, Nathan, previous guest of the show, frequent friend of the podcast.
Are you guys speedrunners?
Not speedrunners per se, but we used to have this small challenge between each other where we would try to beat the first three dungeons as fast as possible.
And I'm into that.
The past. And we would just, again, there's probably a lot of pot smoking involved too. But we would spend
like 10 at the time just smoking pot.
I didn't meet Nathan until I was like 19 or 20, I think. So, but no, I mean, we'd smoke a lot of pot and just hang out and play Link to the Past. And he'd run through the first three dungeons as quick as he could. And then we'd restart and I would do it. And
if you want to hear about how Kyle met Nathan, check out our Final Fantasy VII episode. Man, that's where we tell you all about it.
You totally remember that. That's a good
story. Dang.
That's a good story.
Boom.
I had something else I was going to say. Let me try to remember this point here. Fun fact. Link to the Past, did you know, is the first game that includes the Master Sword.
No.
Yes.
I did not know that.
That becomes the staple of the Zelda series from there on out. But this is the first one that had it. And I really like how they introduce it. It's got that King Arthur aspect. It's in the woods and it's in the pedestal and you have to pull that fucking thing out. And it's got a lot of myth behind it. And but yeah, that's easily one of the most famous things from Zelda outside of the Triforce itself. So
is that Master Sword?
I would think so, yes.
What about Epona?
Epona doesn't show up till at least Ocarina.
Ganon. What about Zelda?
I said one of, not the.
What about Hyrule? what about that naked booby fairy?
Man.
From Ocarina, right? That weird one? Like, she's I don't know her name, but she's like...
She's really, really ugly. Booby. But man, I
she's got some huge tits.
I still like those titties as a kid. Man, wait till you play Breath of the Wild, bro.
Oh, I bet. I played through Hyrule Warriors, really? The Dynasty Warriors Zelda game. I love Dynasty Warriors.
You do, yeah.
I don't know why.
How have you not played the Berserk Dynasty Warriors?
What's a Berserk? I don't know what that is.
Oh my God, Ryan. We're going to have a fucking field day with Berserk.
And so Andy jumped to the levels on that.
I'm sorry. So... Link to the Past, you did not beat this one.
No. I gave up, like I said, around the fourth Dark World dungeon. I just found myself really struggling to turn it on. Like, it'd be like I have so many game choices, and it never was the thing where it's like, I really want to get back to Zelda. Granted, when I was in the light world, like, I couldn't stop. Like, the first, I think, 4 or 5 hours was light world stuff. That I played, and like in two nights, like I went through it all. Like I was like super addicted, and I noticed as soon as I got maybe through the first Dark World dungeon, after that, like it became like really hard to force myself to play this game.
Similar to Always Sunny, man. First is the worst. That first Dark World dungeon to me is the worst one because, and I hate like.
Wait, what? Oh, how is this compared to Always Sunny?
In the episode where
what
they're trying to see who will inherit the bar, Dennis is laid claim to it, but Dee and Charlie team up to find out that Dee,
He is the firstborn because her mother would always say first is the worst.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought you had some kind of commentary on like the first season of Always Sunny is the worst. I was like, I'll fight you on that.
No, no, absolutely not.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. No,
that's fair. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Explained.
Explained. Good.
But yeah, like it is the worst one, I feel, because it's also such a bitch to get to because you have to walk under fucking like bushes. It's
the monkey one, the monkey temple.
No, the first one is the scorpion one with the
well, metal. You have to get there. You're going it's like you're in this monkey garden essentially, yes, yeah. And it's like hidden paths in the Super Nintendo,
where you can sort of see a pathway anyways, but it's still just fucking infuriating, and mm-hmm. I just fucking get me there, goddammit. And
that's in all honesty, that would solve a lot of my problems is if there was just like an easy path to the dungeons. Then it would be like it's like Mega Man here, and this is my issue with all these games. So like this is like a clear delineation of how Ryan likes to play games. Is in Mega Man, it is like that grinding till you get better. You learn one thing and then you do it. I like that. I don't like the exploration. Like there's many ways to go. So then I just feel like I'm wandering around aimlessly trying to find which way to go. If you gave me a clear path to each Dark World dungeon, I would have beaten this game. It would have taken time, for sure. I would have had to get better at them, but I would have beaten it. But like where it stopped was after the fourth one, one of my fucking one of my paths was blocked, and then I tried to switch in between the Dark World and Light World, and that didn't solve the problem, so I'd have to figure out a new way to go, and I was like, fuck it. I'm just not going to do this anymore because I'm not enjoying the journey to these dungeons.
Going to disagree a bit, but tweak.
No, and it's fair. A lot of people love the journey.
Yeah, I don't mind the journey to the dungeon. My problem is I get to the dungeon. I fucking grind and work my way through this dungeon. And I get to the boss and I die to the boss. Give me a fucking warp point back to that boss room. God damn it. Right at the beginning. You're going to fucking start me back there anyways.
Yeah.
Let me walk. And some of the later Zeldas do this. And that's fucking great. Because nobody wants to fucking work through this shit. Over and over, and that's where my problem comes into it. I have obviously proven I can do this. I've done it. Why make me do it four or five other times if I can't get the boss done, which is invariably cheap, and the whole thing is I've got to learn the pattern to it. Let me get back there and learn this pattern. Agreed. Don't fucking... That's my point. At that point, I'm trying to conquer this pattern. Why are you fucking giving me this extra bullshit to work through?
You don't need the 30 minutes to an hour of preamble before you get to the boss again. Like, again, you got to the boss. Let me just stay at the boss and learn the boss.
And learn that part. Yes. That's my fucking one complaint.
Yeah.
And it showed so badly. Again, because these Dark World dungeon bosses do so much more damage, the fucking fireballs from that asshole take two hearts from you. Like, and they shoot off at, eventually predictable patterns, but... When you're playing,
but you gotta learn it
exactly, and you're gonna fucking go through it and die when you're learning it.
Yeah, yeah, it's and add to that point, Kyle. I'm gonna get really low and serious here.
Let's do it, brother.
What do you think about the combat and like the gameplay in Zelda? Because I had a real hard time with the top-down perspective, and I love top-down perspectives. It's fine. And you're doing this. Yeah, you just hit your sword or swing it.
You spam it, yeah.
But you swing it in the direction that you're looking or walking, and it makes it incredibly hard, especially after like playing games like 3D Dot Game Heroes or whatever, where you have like the twin stick kind of layout where you can move independently of where you aim, as opposed to Zelda, where you can only hit your sword where you're moving forward. And it's like the tank controls in Resident Evil. It feels hard to go back to now. And I know growing up with it, you're probably cool with it. But like I had a lot of trouble being good at this game. It's like I'm fucking better than this.
The jump from like Light World to Dark World, where in the Dark World, everything that's facing you can attack you from the front too. So it adds this whole other level to the combat that like I don't personally like. Like, okay. I mean, I get that like you're not going to steamroll them like you are enemies in the Light World. But again, like... And I just feel the jump between the enemy health is just, it's a little too extreme. I'm fine with taking more hits, but the amount of hits enemies seem to fucking withstand, especially
when you have the Master Sword, the Sword of Light, the Sword of Power, yeah. like, and dude, when you have full hearts and you're shooting fucking beams and they're weaker than just a straight sword hit, that's not how that should work.
I mean, I get it because the benefit is range attack, so it shouldn't be a one-to-one parity with your sword hit, but I completely agree too because, like, as soon as you get hit, you're fucking done with
You're done with it.
Until you get a heart.
Yeah.
And that's assuming you don't take any more damage in the dungeon as you're trying to find that fucking other heart. It's, I mean, I had the Master Sword, let's say 6 hours of the game. I had the ability to shoot that fucking circle beam out of it maybe 30 minutes of those 6 hours I played.
I had a lot longer, but...
Because, again, like, yeah. you get hit fucking frequently.
All right, so, again, this
it's frustrating.
And this is a big shit fest, and that's fine, because I don't feel many people shit on Link to the Past.
That's,
and again,
we are doing something different in that aspect.
I am a huge fan of this game. Please understand that.
Yeah.
I fucking hate, and this is what I love about Breath of the Wild.
Ooh.
I hate when you have one fucking heart, and all you hear is, beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep,
yeah, leave the levels up. Make this as annoying as it is in the game.
Because it gets so fucking annoying. And it is relentless. And it goes on. And heaven fucking forbid if you're in
15 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
You hear in, like, this fucking beeping.
The last fucking third quarter of a dungeon and you're not getting a heart and you're just trying to eke it out and just maybe get something. Mm-hmm. Fucking heaven help you.
Yeah.
And that persists in fucking Ocarina of Time. And fucking Majora's Mask and all of that bullshit. When you get down to that one heart, some of them fuck you over when you get to three hearts. After you get more, they're like, "Oh well, shit, you're getting low, buddy. Yep. You better pay attention." I understand. I can see a fucking HUD how much health I have. It is the worst. Breath of the Wild. Does
well, maybe
not do
it's
that
like it's like negative reinforcement. It's like when a dog's being bad, and then you're like, "No, no."
Well, and again.
No. That's what the game's doing to you.
90%
saying,
of this game
get
is
good,
visual.
Get good.
Like,
get good.
And that's Breath of the Wild. You still flash red when you're down to one heart, but you don't fucking beep.
Yeah. I know. I'm being the devil's advocate here. Oh, I completely agree. It's
I fucking
obnoxious
hate that beep,
get rid of
dude.
It. There's no reason for it
I
to be there.
I hate that beep so fucking much.
Yeah. Well, I really don't have too much else to say about it. So, I mean, I will, again, reiterate... I think this is a very good game in general. No qualifiers. It's a very good game. I think it was one of the best games for its time. I don't think it aged particularly well when it comes to the gameplay and like the flow of the gameplay.
That one
the,
I
like,
slightly disagree with, but I get where you're coming from.
I think it's hard because... Zelda. Laura's a huge Zelda fan, right? Mm-hmm. I put this in front of her. She's not going to fucking enjoy it. And I think there are a lot of people who played the later games or like new gamers who didn't do these old 16-bit games who if they go back, I think they're going to struggle with this game. I don't think they're going to like it. I think you'll have a lot of people saying Ocarina's better. Like, and I get that. I understand what that is and having not played Ocarina but seen most of it and played some of it, I can agree with that because it is that old Nintendo kind of hard and obtuseness. And
very
it's not
obtuse.
Bad, but it's of the time. That's how games were, and I think it's a higher entry or higher barrier for entry.
I think you described it perfectly in the first 15-ish minutes when you
said it's good.
not that. I mean, I agree with you there. But no, when you said that this game was from the era when it had its own myth to it, and you discuss mm-hmm. those myths with your friends at school.
Yeah.
And I totally remember doing that. Like, hey, man, did you go under that bridge in the upper right corner that gave you the flippers? What? No, I didn't do that. You can get the flippers there? What do those do? Oh, they let you swim in all the water. What? I can swim in the water? Yeah, dude. Just go up there and get the flippers. Holy shit. That is this era of gameplay.
Yeah.
Like, when... The game itself is like a King Arthur myth, like, and it's talked about through things like that.
And I can see why you dig that, because I think, and you even compared it to Metroidvania.
I think it's very
similar to Symphony of the Night, and it's the you discover things like the game. Like, you're not gonna see all that there is to the game unless you are talking to people, unless you're getting hints and advice, because there are hidden secrets that you could never find. Like, there are things hidden behind waterfalls that you're not going to be in that fucking river going to that waterfall, but some fucking person might just jump in because they're bored and figure out a secret, and then they share it and it becomes a thing. It's a type of a game we don't really get very often, especially now, except for, I think, the Dark Souls and Bloodborne, but I think it kind of shares similar frustrations for me, and knowingly, I just say, it's not my cup of tea for that type of gameplay style. I like the water cooler moments. I like the lead me on a narrative thing and, like, let me have, like, a story thing that everybody else gets to see. Like, that's what sticks with me more. But I don't condemn this game. I don't think it's a bad game. And I don't want to shit on it. I'm just trying to explain why it's not in my top games of all time.
Totally.
Why it's not my favorite game.
I hate it on Diablo 2, dude. You don't have to justify yourself.
And I completely agree with that. Mm-hmm. Like, Diablo 3 is the better version of that game. Diablo 2 is just, you know, meaningful to me because
Exactly.
Period.
So, before we end, I have been informed in my earpiece by our producer and sound engineer, Andrew.
Yes.
Has some things he would like to inform us about. Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening. It's the Game Boy, the original Game Boy port of the game you're talking about. And, you know, this is the first time I have a microphone. I wanted to say something about something. So this is what I have.
Sound engineer Andrew, did you play Link's Awakening?
Well, I was the younger brother, and so I watched my brother play Link's Awakening. And
Game Boy?
Well, we had the Super Game Boy.
I was going to say, he had the Super Game Boy. I would almost bet if he was watching.
But it was the Game Boy game, and it was plugged in. And so it was all right. But I enjoyed it as the younger brother because the actual fighting scenes seem stupid.
Yeah, you know? It's a little
But like
clunky.
The puzzle aspect, the walking around, the camaraderie of being like, well, we've already been up there. I think we should go to the left and, you know.
So
the working
you
out.
Were the little brother that was you helped play in the like you were the sounding board like hey,
yeah
what should we do
we
here?
Got that key. Do you remember when there was that lock in that mountainside? We need to go back there.
Fair enough. Yeah,
you know, so it was like I went back and played it later after my brother went to college, and like I couldn't
I wish
get
you
into
said
it
after my brother died.
Yeah. I couldn't get into it very much, but I remember enjoying it as a kid.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It had some side games, the fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Mario shows up at some point.
There's
He's
a lot
sleeping
of.
Sleeping in the bed somewhere, right?
And there's also Chain Chomp, or I think there's two of them in the game. There's a lot of Mario references in Link's Awakening because Link's Awakening is all within a dream. Did you know that? Surprise.
Well, I thought it was Link's on his. Well, I didn't know that. No.
Yeah. Link has a shipwreck and washes up passed out on a beach.
But this is all a dream.
He does have the shipwreck, and he does wash up on the beach.
Oh.
But he's dreaming the rest of the game from that point. And then when he plays the melody that you had referenced earlier off mic to wake up the sleeping whale, that actually awakens Link from his coma that he's been in, and that's the end of the game. That's why it's Link's Awakening. The whole game is a dream.
Dang.
Yeah, right?
I think that makes me like it less.
Oh, man, I love it. I love Link's Awakening. No, it's a really fucking
good
Zelda
game. It was a fun game.
Also, the first... Man, I'm all full of first today. Link to the Past, first reference of the Master Sword. Link's Awakening was the first usage of the Rock Feather, ROC, which allows you to jump in the game.
You said this before, and I don't remember ever jumping in a Zelda game.
It's very rare. Although,
it's an awful mechanic.
Yeah, it's very hard and very clumsy.
The gameplay is terrible.
But, again, a last reference to Breath of the Wild.
I agree with you.
Breath of the Wild's first game that gives you a jump button. You are full in control of Link's jump. It's not an automatic feature anymore.
I like that.
Dude,
it's
I'm telling
fucking,
you haven't played it.
It's current year.
Listen to NPR and play Breath of the Wild, goddammit. No, for real, like Breath of the Wild, I texted you this.
Yeah.
Like, it is fucking custom made for you, Ryan.
Oh, I think I'll love it.
You are going to love Breath of the Wild when you get into this. I just want you to get into it sooner so we can start talking about it.
I know.
It's so fucking good, dude.
I'm like tits deep in The Witcher, though, and that has me.
You're not going to do it?
I'm not even fucking 50% through, and I think I spent like 56 hours on it so far.
I think you're farther than me, and I'm not even like 10% of the way in.
I'm in the 50s, 60s.
I'm going to give you this piece of advice that you're going to immediately ignore, but you should totally disregard Mass Effect bland drama.
Yeah.
Oh, you like that joke I did?
No, I don't.
I know you don't. That's why I sent it to you. I was like, Ryan's going to hate this.
It's dumb. It's so dumb. It's better than your near automatically
gonna
ignore
hate it.
It or gonna hate it. That one was bad too.
They're all bad. I don't write good jokes.
It's not great.
All right, let's wrap this up. What are you looking forward to, Ryan?
Just in life?
No, in video games.
I guess I want a daughter at one point.
What? You want a
not
daughter?
Not a son. Because I think I'm gonna fight with a son. Because it's not going to be like me.
You're going to have a son. He's going to be a fucking all-star jock athlete.
It's going to be like the reverse of my childhood, where it's like super jock athletic and like I have no fucking common ground with this thing that came from my wife's vagina.
He's going to be super ripped and he's going to come home and you're going to be drunk playing some game and be like, you had to score a fucking touchdown. Like, Dad, I'm playing basketball now. Yeah, whatever. Go get a fucking goalie goal, you fucking nerd.
Just like that.
God, I hope you have a son just so like bad.
That. So I don't want a son.
Oh,
it's like
no.
I'm getting text messages from my mom that are fucking weird, that are just like, I had a dream last night. Laura's going to have a boy, and I know this. And it's like, what the fuck, Pam?
Pam,
what?
Don't do that to Ryan.
I don't want a son.
I'll say it off camera, but it'll be hilarious. But anyways, let's wrap up.
Oh, what am I looking forward to? In what? What aspect?
In gaming, goddammit. What have we talked about?
Mass
I know
Effect
it's Mass
Andromeda.
Effect.
It's Mass Effect Andromeda.
What
How
else?
Is it not Mass Effect? Nothing.
That's
because that's it. I mean, I'm looking forward to Injustice 2 when that's like $20 or a Game of the Year version that includes all the DLC. So
I'm waiting on Andromeda to see. I mean, I want to talk to you like 2 weeks after you've played it to see. I don't want to talk to you the day after you've played it because I know it's going to be like, oh my God, it's the greatest game ever.
Oh, that's not true.
I want to give it some time and see if I'm going to get it.
I mean, I'm still on the side of Mass Effect 2 and 3 are perfect games, ending and all.
God damn, dude. 3
like,
is
they're
perfect?
Perfect games. Yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
And the multiplayer is fantastic.
How do we have a show? All right. Okay, we're back on. Multiplayer is fucking great in 3, and that's the only thing I'm excited about in Andromeda.
I'm very excited for 4. They've not said anything about the multiplayer, and I hope it's the same.
I think it's supposed to be similar, and that's what's got me even remotely excited to maybe get this game around launch to play with you, and I'm sure Mike or Purdue.
You'll have to get on Xbox One, yeah.
I know, and I will, because he has it on Xbox One, even though I have some other friends getting on a PS4. Fuck them. I'll get it on Xbox and play it with you, buddy.
Have you seen the way Micah plays Gears of War
He's
4?
Really fucking good.
You want to be on his system all the time.
Totally
also, motherfucker got that Fire Flower super quick.
Also, he's challenged us. Did you know this?
I didn't see that.
So we're going to go for this.
I'm going to lose.
It's all right.
I'm going to lose.
Speaking of, how'd you do in our Arcade Expo
you fuckers.
Showdown.
Oh, just casually talking. Just, you know, weird thing in my head that just popped up.
I felt
games that I beat you in the entire day. How did you do? I mean,
I felt
I don't
so
know.
Bad.
I don't want to start my ego.
I felt
I sucked.
So bad.
You picked a bunch of fighting games and then whatever, Initial D Racing, where it's like my fucking seat was unhinged the entire time. I lost every single fucking fighting game.
I'm sorry.
Let's do Soul Calibur. You know that. Oh, it's Soul Calibur 1. My main is Talon from Soul Calibur 2. Great. Cool. Let's do this other fucking fighting game. Oh, I've only played 98. Okay, cool. I've not played any of them. So fucking great. That's how the day went. That is how the day
went. I felt so bad like at Street Fighter when you're like, fuck it. I'm done. And I was like, oh, shit.
I was playing it up for the camera. I don't fucking care. I was drinking and having a good time.
Dude,
That's what it was.
It was a lot of fun, man.
I'm not super competitive. Like, I don't fucking care. Like, I'll lose. It's whatever. Like, we're just having fun. Pushing buttons.
But you are, like, you have been pretty competitive in the showdowns, and I like that, so.
Kind of. It depends on the fucking game. We've had some real shit shows here. Yeah. The only one I really got up and about was, like, Bomberman, because that's my jam. I love Bomberman.
Well, and fucking spoilers, you fucking won Bomberman.
Yeah.
Although, wait, I think Bomberman's already been released, so we can talk about it.
Yeah, because I saw it. I watched it.
You did win.
Yeah.
God damn it. I wanted to. I wanted to beat you and shut you up, but I didn't.
That
so
game's so much fun.
You can fucking brag. Although, there's a Bomberman for the Switch.
That's the difference between you and I, Kyle. I don't brag. I just, you know, win gracefully.
I just state facts.
I win gracefully.
Speaking of facts, this fucking showdown, who listened to more NPR today? Laughing me.
Yeah. I don't know. I sleep some cards while I listen to NPR.
We're going to fucking end it here. Andrew's got one thing to take us out on.
Just as a final thought to sort of round it back into Zelda. There was the Super Mario TV show, and every Friday they would do the Zelda episode.
Yeah.
I just wanted to comment that I really liked that.
What I remember from that Zelda episode is that his prominent shield in that, I think, was from the Zelda 2 NES game. Because I don't know if Link to the Past had come out or had been popularized. Because he did not have the Hylian shield. I remember he had the brass shield with the cross on it. Boom. Do you remember this? That was the shield in the cartoon.
Yeah, 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 that's right.
Totally remember that. Ba-da-da-da. I loved it.
Ba-da-da-da. Anyway, that's it.
Do you remember who played Mario in the Mario boom, show?
Boom, boom, boom.
Was he somebody I should remember?
He was a wrestler named Captain Lou Albano.
I did know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was Lou Albino.
Albano. It's albino. Spelled by albino.
Albino. I always call him Lou Albino.
You pronounce it albino. So, anyways,
can we end on the Mario?
Do the Mario.
Swing your arms from side to side. Let's do the Mario.
I love it.
No,
I don't know the rest. I only knew that part.
All right. Well,
I never saw this.
When you're ready to end it, do this, and I'll do the music.
Are you just going to sing the song yourself?
No, I'm just going to pump it in over the thing.
Oh, my
just
fingers.
So whenever you're ready to end it.
Side to side.
Yeah, you just swing it from side to side.
Is that it? Is that the only way you did the Mario? Is swinging your arms?
Yeah.
Not fucking jumping or doing like a plunger motion because he's a plumber or something.
No.
Just swing your arms side to side. That's the Mario.
All right, guys, we're going to do you a favor and shut the fuck up and get out of here. Thanks for listening to our Link to the Past episode. I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
And we are Experience Grind, and our new send out for the year of current year is do butt stuff to each other. So it's love in this current year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Don't go fuck yourself.
Don't go fuck yourself.
Just do butt stuff to each other.
Love each other and do butt stuff.
And dudes, that means you take that butt stuff from your ladies. Trust me, as a co-host of a podcast, it's worth it. Wink. Thanks, guys. We'll catch you next time.
Yo, it's the Mario Brothers, and plumbing's the game. Found the secret water zone while working on the drain. Lend the princess a hand in the mushroom land. Join the action with the plumbers, you'll be hooked on the brothers.
Hi, this is Ryan, and if you liked what you just saw or listened to, please check us out at experiencegrind.com. Find us on facebook.com/experiencegrind, at Twitter, over at twitter.com/expgrindpodcast, where Kyle's tweeting out a lot of stuff all the time. And then you can always find us, our podcast, on iTunes, Stitcher, Twitch, or even on YouTube. Find us, just search Experience Grind Podcast. We don't have a channel yet. Stuff's super easy to find. But please subscribe. We'll get there to you, make it even easier. And as always, if you like what you saw, we cover mini games and episodes every week. There's sure to be something you love. And as always, grind out.